Welcome to the Fishing Daily Podcast. Today I'm joined by E. O'Donnell from the Irish Fish Producers Organisation. Welcome, E.
Good morning, Oliver. Good to meet you again.
E, following on from the fisheries delegation to Brussels back in May, what's been happening for yourself and for the industry since that?
Well, Oliver, it's been a fairly busy time, I suppose, since then. The delegation was very useful. It was, I suppose, really a step in a process of engagement at the European level. After that, we were back again in Brussels about 2 weeks afterwards. We had a CFP stakeholder event where the Commission and the parliamentarians basically gave us an idea of where their agenda was for DG Mare and, I suppose, DG Envy that's driving a lot of these issues. Big focus on things like biodiversity, good ocean governance, sustainability, and so on. So the environmental agenda is very strong to the fore. And after that, then we also had a CFP task force review. So it's been a reasonably busy time.
And say for the relationship with the department, have you had any feedback from the Department of the Marine on the fisheries delegation?
Specifically in relation to the delegation, no. The producer organizations have been very busy in the last month or so trying to arrange essentially meetings with the department in relation to the fuel crisis, which is the big issue facing the industry at the minute. And I suppose we're glad to report that we have a meeting later this week on the 6th, Wednesday the 6th, with the minister. And we'd expect that his official will be there as well.
You will be pressing the minister on the fuel issues?
Yes.
There doesn't seem to be any movement on the new FAF.
No, we have a situation where the European Parliament has enabled funding for the catching sector and for the processing sector as well, as a matter of fact, to cope with the issues arising from the Ukrainian crisis and effective from the 24th of February. That's funded under an EU programme. It's called EMFAF. It's retrospective, it's in position and approved at EU level. But the challenge that we have now is to make sure that we engage with the member state, with the government, with the minister, to look at the implementation of that funding and finance, because livelihoods are at stake. We have a big emphasis on food security, but boats will have to tie up because the cost of fuel is just too high.
Going back to the stakeholder event, what do you think does the Irish fishing industry have to work at most, judging by what DG Mare was talking about, or DG Environment was talking about?
Well, I suppose there's two levels to it. I think in terms of our focus, it has to be about trying everything that's possible within the structures that are there to get a better portion of the EU quotas for the Irish fishing fleet, and to take account of what happened as part of the Trade and Cooperation Agreement. The European agenda is driven very much by the whole environmental side, but they are coming to address now the socioeconomic pillar of the CFP. So it's really our emphasis going into that process is on certainly being sustainable, but all good fishermen are interested in sustainability anyway, on the environment and on climate change. But at the same time, making sure that the fishing fleet and the people, the fisher folk, are sustainable as well.
DG Mare and DG Envy are relying a lot on science. You think there should be a closer relationship between the fishing industry and the science?
Yes, definitely. Science is what drives policy to a large extent. Most of the decisions around quotas, tax, and so on are political decisions at EU Council level. But the science feeds into that. We do have some stakeholder engagement with the scientific input, mainly through the Marine Institute, but I think that needs to be strengthened and increased, and more cognizance taken of the input of fishermen who, in their own right, have lots of expertise in relation to the resource side.
Science is important. We're talking a lot now about the marine protected areas, and in Scotland they're talking about highly protected marine areas. Are we in a situation where a lot of our fishermen could find themselves in a spatial squeeze in Ireland?
Spatial squeeze is what it's called. Basically, there's a push on from both the marine protected areas and from the offshore renewable energy for. It's essentially a kind of land grab when it comes to the seabed. It's a big problem for us because there isn't sufficient consultation or prior consultation with the fishing community as stakeholders. They have prior rights. Potentially, if these are introduced, I mean, the marine protected area target is 30% by 2030. The offshore renewable people have mapped large areas of the seabed, particularly on the east coast and the southeast, and now also on the west. So that's displacing fishermen. It's affecting fishing grounds, and due care has not been taken to consult. And also we have to be aware of potential ecosystem issues to do with the turbines. And despite what people are saying, fishing vessels and offshore renewable energy particularly find it very hard to work together because you cannot fish around these large turbine establishments.
I was speaking to one of the energy companies a few weeks back, and they're insistent that the installed wind turbines, that the fishing boats will be able to fish around them. It seems as it's kind of impossible. Last week, there was a meeting involving the EFRA committee in the Parliament.
Yes.
And they have said, as we call it, that there is no fishing around anchored wind turbines. So there seems to be a lot of
confusion
and misinformation surrounding it. Is there an onus on the government or the wind energy companies to come out with the truth about what's happening?
Well, we need clear communication, we need clear engagement, and we need a rational approach to this. Offshore renewable energy is something that's coming at us because of the demand for renewables in Europe, particularly after the Ukrainian war. But we have to take due account of the rights of fishermen. There's a lot of talk is easy, but we need proper engagement and proper consultation.
Now, going back to the fuel cost crisis that's affecting the industry, is there many of your members tied up at the moment, or are they still trying to operate?
Well, there's a good few tied up. Some of them are still trying to operate in the expectation that things will improve. Just as we speak, the Dutch are protesting. They've blockaded a number of ports in Holland today. The French and the Spanish and the Germans have proceeded with subsidies for their fleets, aid measures. The French aid measures in total account to about 30% of the cost of their fuel. So it's very hard for Irish fishermen to compete with this. Compete as much as they can. And worse still, this fleet of boats are fishing in the same waters at a competitive advantage as compared to our fleet. So this needs to be addressed and addressed urgently because common fisheries policy is about a level playing field. It's about equity and fairness, and we just don't have that at the moment.
And it seems to be more so our own government that's not levelling it up for the industry.
And so far, we've been failed in that nothing is being introduced. We are very hopeful that the meeting with the minister on Wednesday of this week will produce some outcome. We're going to have the POs in attendance, the processing segment, the aquaculture segment, and the inshore fleets. So this is about sensible, sound, pragmatic measures to keep the fleet on the water to provide food and food security.
Yeah, food security is a major issue. We're talking about securing energy and everything else, but food security is a huge
issue. It's the primary one at the moment, yeah.
And I love that our food security is going to be linked to the common fisheries policy and
yes.
What's happening there. Where is the review group at the moment?
Well, the review group at the moment, it's had its second last meeting. We have a report on the common fisheries policy in draft format. There's a big emphasis on trying to create an argument around getting a better share of quotas, a better balancing of the quotas to take account of the trade and cooperation agreement. The fact that essentially the quota hand giveaways as part of the trade and cooperation agreement have really undermined the relative stability of the entire common fisheries policy. But in the final analysis, we will arm the minister as best we can with coherent arguments. But it's going to be a political battle at European level to see if something can be done or achieved. So all we can do is try and support the minister with coherent arguments, ones that are based on socioeconomics, based on a levelling up or rebalancing of quotas, based on the idea of maybe getting access to long-term quota swaps with Europeans who are not catching their quotas in our waters. But it's work in progress, and in the final analysis, we rely on the politicians and the department to make the case for us.
One of the things in relation to the quota situation was where the Director General of DG Mari, Sirlene Vechiva, said that it was more of a matter between the Irish fishing organisations and the French fishing organisations. Has there been any approaches to them so far?
Nothing formal, but she is right in that, I suppose, in that it's not really a common fisheries policy issue. It's a kind of a bilateral possibility that has to be explored. This is something, there's previous work in this regard between the French and the Spanish, particularly on medium to long-term quota swaps. So it's really up to the industry and its representatives and the likes of us to explore that further. So that is something that's going to be on our agenda to see if something can be done and achieved.
The probably what we see now, a lot of summer breaks coming up in the in the next couple of weeks. But what do we hope to see between now and say like September?
Well, I suppose there's a couple of priorities. The most immediate one is to keep the fleet viable and sustainable and fishing. So the issue there is marine diesel, and for the inshore boats, obviously petrol is even an issue for them. So that's number one. Number two, a medium term issue for the end of the year is the common fisheries review, the report as it's called. And still we have the old issue of the control plan. It's still in an interim basis. So that we need to make sure, we need to work closely with our department and our authorities to ensure that we have a long-term control plan that's fit for purpose for the entire segment. So there are three key issues that we are addressing.
Do you hope to see more government interaction with us in that regard?
It's really important that the state, through its department and its officials, work closely with the industry to optimize the position. Fishing communities are really important, and they need support and sustainability.
Willie, thank you very much for your time. I know you're busy. You're in Genk today at meetings.
And most of the CEOs are here. Yeah.
And it's great that you took your time out to speak to us. Thank you again.
Thanks, Oliver.